What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 16th of April. Just when you might have thought it was going to be safe to go back in the water, no, because we got one, two, three more weeks of this. Three more weeks of lockdown. It's been announced. How are we going to cope? Is anybody going to lose it? You're going to start writing on the wall like you're in the prison, you know, and you got the one, two, three, four, five. Not with the pen, now it's with your fingernails, because we are starting to lose it. You've extra long fingernails because you're all unkept. We're all going to be like one of those people who's in solitary confinement, you know, with a really long hair and fucking all gone dirty, writing on the walls in your own shit. Has it got that bad yet? Come on. You've got to look at the bright side. At least you're not fucking got the illness. At least you're not in hospital. And at least you're not at work. You know, just don't sweat it. Just fucking put some shit on eBay. Sit back and relax. Sometime, you know, you got to try and enjoy it. Take the positives. I can sit at home, as I said before. I can sit at home for fucking... I'm going to be a champion sitter at home. No problem. As long as I'm earning money and like a little bit's coming in, but not as much as going out, let's put it that way. I tell you, I'm certainly, nobody's sending money, I ain't earning any money through this podcast, but somebody who's earning a lot of money and is not even doing it for himself is Captain Tom. I fucking ripped it out, so I don't know what his surname is again, so balls that up. But he's up to 15 million now, the guy who was walking around his garden, 99-year-old, and he's done 100 laps of his garden, and it's made fucking news all over the show. He's even had the army was there. He was an ex-army anyway, but hence captain. But he's got the army battalion there. It was all like saluting him as he crossed the finish line. Fucking brilliant. 15 million. I bet he couldn't fucking believe it, you know. Hopefully he's got the choice of what he can do with the money and he can just like go in and just start handing it out. But apparently it's going to... they're already spending it. The NHS have already got some good stuff that they're buying with it. And he's going to do an extra few laps, I think. He's saying, while the money's coming in, fuck it, I might as well keep going. So, feel free. Get on it. Chuck some money at him. You know, it's like... That's a good... something good that's come out of this situation. I mean, fucking hell, it must be costing him a fortune. That's going to go straight on PPE and all that stuff. Anybody remember when you didn't know what the hell PPE was? And now it's fucking a household name for all the wrong reasons. Fucking crazy. And they've been talking about it all over the... all about the care homes and everything. Everybody's short of it, isn't they, apparently? But and then Matt Hancock, the guy, gave a press conference yesterday and was talking about a care badge, how everyone should be proud to have this little badge. What's with the fucking badge? Little badge with care written on it. What are they going to do with that? They're going to... they ain't going to fucking... That's not... is it like kryptonite or something? Can battle the thing? Because if it is, give us all one. But otherwise, what the fuck do they want a badge for? It's not even a medal, is it? It's just a little badge saying care on it. It's not up to much. I mean, nice gesture, but give them that and give them a load of fucking that PPE stuff and also give them a load of money, pay rise. That's what they want. People have, you know... Everybody, it's all coming from charity. People are chucking, you know, look what it is, the 15 million. Shouldn't have to do that. There's a guy who's a Duke of Westminster or something, was it? He's only a young kid. Can't believe it. He's like fucking 30. I don't know how old he is, but he's really young and he's inherited something like 7 billion. Fucking, I tell you what, I don't think I'd make it to my next birthday if I'd inherited 7 fucking billion pounds. They wouldn't fucking. I'd have a good go. You'd have a good go at spending it, and you wouldn't even fucking even blow a bit of froth off the top of it. But he's donated 10 million, which is good. Very nice of him to donate 10 million pounds to the NHS, and he's got his name in the paper for it. But apparently, according to another MP, he's like that's the equivalent of somebody with £100 spending 10 pence. That's how much money he's got. He's like fucking hell. So. She was basically suggesting, well, it's not really like in comparative to what he can afford, it's pretty much fuck all. So we shouldn't really be relying on charity so that people can, you know. It's not an anonymous bid, is it? At the end of the day, he could have just dropped it off and gone, you know what I mean? Don't say it was anything to do with me. But he's probably made that back in like some kind of kudos from his business partners and whatnot. Hey, I don't want to be a cynic, but again, you shouldn't have to rely on charity, should they? And then you got the son who was slagging. The son had like fucking, you know, if you don't know where the sun are, if you're somewhere else around the world, they're like the fucking, the, how can I liken them to? The fucking pieces of shit of journalism, let's put it that way. If journalism was a piece of shit, if there was a journalism, part of journalism that was a piece of shit, that would be the sun journalism. You wouldn't want to be a journalist for the sun, because it doesn't come with any kind of fucking intellect, for most of them anyway. And basically they're now praising the NHS and the nurses and everything, and giving it all the fucking, give them medals, give them the George Cross, give them what they want, give them, but fucking only when during the election, when they, the Sun, a fucking right wing, wanted to get the Tories in, because the NHS staff were coming out saying don't vote Tory, they were coming out and going fucking sack the doctors, sack them, who do they think they are, just because they wanted to get the Tory government in. So pieces of shit, as I said. It's like, what's it called? They're writing in shit. Remember what I was saying about writing in shit on the walls? They're writing in shit on paper and then printing it for everybody to read. And everyone bought it at the election. And now everyone's like fucking clapping the NHS and going, oh yeah, we voted against that. We voted against you. We voted against you. We voted with the Sun against, for fucking, for you lot to have less of what you need under these kind of circumstances. Obviously, it's unprecedented and nobody could expect it, but apparently the role, it's the job of government to fucking expect it and have backup plans. So, you know. Anyway, let's get on to something a bit more lighthearted, like Steve Davis's arse. Steve Davis's bum was the rear of the year once. Can't fucking believe that. And we're talking about snooker and Steve Davis. We're talking about the same person here. Was this the fucking Sun again? Who's giving him the rear of the year? Sorry. But apparently it's because he used to bend over the snooker table when he was taking some of the shots and everything. People weren't looking at the shot he was taking, a lot of people. Half the audience in there were over fucking 65, weren't they? Who's suggesting he's got the rear of the year? They're like all the old grannies. Anyway, and he's saying, I don't think necessarily that my arse was that great. They used to call him Steve Interesting Davis, didn't they? Because, and the fuck, ah. Oh. I tell you what, if you don't know what I'm talking about, because I know where you're from, check out the spitting image puppet of Steve Davis, because they used to call him Steve Interesting Davis. And he was, on the basis that he wasn't that interesting. But he's like fucking, the spitting image puppet used to take the piss out of him. One of the funniest fucking things going. But anyway, I'll tell you a good thing. I'm not just going to keep slagging him off. And whilst I'm telling you this, there's a picture here in the paper of his arse, because he was in the jungle, apparently. And at one point, he had his arse out. And that's what picture they've used in this. And I'm having to look at this whilst I'm explaining this story. So I'd rather not, thank you. I wish I hadn't fucking brought it up now. Steve Davis's arse. Anyway, yeah, so we... but I'll tell you a good thing about him, because I'm not going to just slag him off. He's a Northern Soul DJ. I remember years ago, because my uncle's a Northern Soul DJ, years and years and years, when I was a kid, and he was saying that this Steve Davis was playing at one of the places that he was playing at. And this is back when he was playing snooker, but he still does it. So he's got a good music taste, even if he is a boring git. Also, I was going to say, I'll tell you what, another thing that I thought was funny. Somebody's put a thing in the paper today, probably another Sun journalist, asking whether... has anybody checked whether farts spread the coronavirus? Because has it gone unchecked? Because it could be a possible way that the virus is getting passed around as well. Because it's like, oh my God, that's like... Because it could possibly be... You could see some merit in that, couldn't you? Because if somebody could cough, or somebody could like sneeze, and that puts like shit in the air, literally the opposite is putting shit in the air. And fucking, that could like give people coronavirus. Imagine that. That would be a double whammy, wouldn't it? If you cut one of them in the supermarket and all of a sudden you come home and you got coronavirus. That is just not fair. Sorry. Not having it. I'll tell you what, as soon as I started fucking talking about the Sun, I've lowered my tone to them. Let's move up a notch and talk about the woman who proposed to her puzzle-obsessed partner with a giant jigsaw. Jigsaws, I've mentioned them about... Jigsaws are all the rage at the minute. But she proposed with a jigsaw. of a picture of her with the ring like that. I only pulled it out because I thought it wouldn't be funny if fucking they put the jigsaw together and they lost the piece that had the ring on it. That would have been the best thing if you'd have fucking kept that piece out. And then when she put it all together, how many pieces is it? 100 pieces. Oh, yeah, fucking would have took 5 minutes. But then the one with the ring bit is missing. That, and then they go, what's this all about then? I don't know. What's meant to be there? Oh, that's, doesn't matter. Anyway, I've lost my train of thought there for a second. And there's another guy walking around. I can't get off the coronavirus. It's all in the fucking, it's all the papers are full of. But there's a guy who walked around the shops with, what's it called? A sanitary towel on his, as a mask. He's an old guy and he's fucking, does he know what it was? Or has his wife just said, use that? And he's like, what is it? Oh, I don't know. It's just a mask. It's like a stick-on mask. And he's got it across his mouth. And he's bowling around the shop like it. Otherwise, he just don't give a shit, does he? He's like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I'm not, I'd rather have somebody's fucking nappy on my face than catch the coronavirus. I don't know. I mean, I might take my chances, really, without the fucking sanitary pad around the supermarket. His wife stood next to him and she's got a mask on. Why don't he just say, you go in, do it. Do the shopping. You've got a proper mask. Or give me that mask. Don't fucking stitch me up with a sanitary towel. I'm going to be in all the fucking papers, which you are. And I'm going to be on that fucking amazing Brummy Guys fucking podcast. You know, the one who don't earn any money off it. The one who does it for the love of it and for the benefit of people all around the world who are on lockdown. I've got nothing better to do than laugh at his stupid podcast. Anyway, moving on. Dangerous exotic animals are feared to be on the loose. Dangerous exotic animals. People are basically releasing snakes and fucking tarantulas and shit into the parks because they can't afford to feed them because of the not earning any money. That's not a good one. I don't want to be fucking doing some press-ups and shit in the park and all of a sudden a boa constrictor comes out from nowhere. Happens, doesn't it? I've told you before, it ends up in people. There's women, a woman once found one in her bath. A neighbour's one, he crawled in through a window or crawled in from somewhere. So they're out and about anyway, but it's venomous spiders, pythons, fucking hell. That'd be like that. Fucking hell, I don't like it. This country is shit, man. It's freezing here. They won't like it. Well, they probably wouldn't survive, to be honest. Or they'll be straight indoors. The tarantulas and that, they're going to be like straight indoors. And like people are going to go, I'll tell you what, I've seen some house spiders, but that is a fucking, you know, I'll be phoning up 999 straight away. I'm having a heart attack. Especially if it comes up here like that. Imagine now, I told you, if one comes up on my shoulder and just sat on my shoulder like that. Flamingo, another thing, a flamingo is not an easy word to say. Flamingo has caused a flap in a town because there's an escaped flamingo around as well. So who's had a pet flamingo? Somebody just let that go. Sorry, mate, but I just can't look after you anymore. We're going to have to go our separate ways. Be free. Look after yourself. And the flamingo don't even fly, do they? So he's just... Did he fly? They do fly, don't they? I've only ever seen him standing around, but I think they might fly a little bit. But anyway, he's just going to just fucking hot-foot it down the street, doing the Bee Gees. I'm going my way. The flamingo's off down the high street. And people just said, trotting past the high street, they said, through towards Dudley. Oh, in Dudley, West Midlands. I'll tell you what, Dudley, if you've never been to Dudley, the town centre's just fucking dead now. And that's probably the first highlight to come out of the town centre of Dudley for a long while. Seeing a flamingo, but people like thought, fucking hell. I wonder if anybody's tried to feed it or anything like that. Chucky Mars bar at it or something like that, I imagine. But there is a zoo there, Dudley Zoo, so it must have come from there. I can't be able to read the story, so I like to leave it a little bit loose. A thief broke into a flat in the early hours of the morning and left. And all he stole was the toilet seat. What's that about? Is he fucking like broke in. He's done all the hard work. You know what I mean? He's like, you're there and you can fucking now have a mooch and take what you like. He's took a fucking toilet seat. That's a fetish thing, isn't it? He's like, obviously like some kind of sniffer. I'll tell you what, some people probably say, I'll take that. He's left me watches. I've got Rolex and everything in there. I've got all my designer gear, everything. I've got cash galore in there. And all he's took is my fucking toilet seat. And I've got coronavirus, so fuck him. That's the fucking best scenario to come out of that. Especially if the fart story is true that I told you. Another burglar who's been jailed for 18 months. They put out a wanted appeal, and he thought he was a tough guy. And he said, if anybody sees me or knows me, keep your mouth shut on the appeal thing. And then loads of people just fucking shared it everywhere, and he got caught. Everyone just went, fuck you, and just shared it hundreds of times. And everyone called him a pathetic gangster wannabe. So he's a bit gutted. Shouldn't have got involved. Should have kept quiet, laid low. Grew your hair under lockdown. Grew a beard. Nobody would have noticed. You'd have evaded capture. Anyway, what I'm going to say? What? I'm going to wrap this up. We're going to be... Another woman who broke the lockdown in Italy. She broke the lockdown to take her pet tortoise for a walk. So she kind of got very far with that and very fast. So if you're trying to take him out on a quick one, I mean... You just literally, and that is just drawing attention to yourself. And you're walking the dog, then you know people can see, but walking a tortoise, everyone's a bit like fucking everyone's eyes are on you going, what the hell is going on over there? And then they're going, hang on a minute, you're not even meant to be out the house, you're nicked. And your tortoise is like, who walks a tortoise? The tortoise is like happy with the, you only have to let him free in your living room. Once he's done the length of that. That's equivalent of doing a marathon to a tortoise. You don't need to take him out. Anyway, he's not going to appreciate it. Last one, football star Victor Wanyama. I don't know who he is. He was so terrified by the horror flick Paranormal Activity that he binned the DVD and drove around until the sun came up. That's how scared he was. He had to be saved by the sun. He couldn't stand the dark. That's like, I mean, I've seen people fucking shit themselves at a film, but that has got to fucking top the lot, hasn't it? He's probably under fucking, what's it called? Under his therapy and everything after that. It was a scary film, the first one was, wasn't it? Little trippy little things like, but it weren't that bad. I mean, the Blair Witch was the best one for me. A lot of people don't like that. That one like got in your head, didn't it? It was fucking proper. I can't fucking go camping now. I can't go camping. Not without, like, you know, tooled up and, like, fucking, you know, people ringing me every half an hour. And that's only in the back garden, you know, like doing the kiddie camp when you go in the back garden with, like, with a tin of beans and everything. And just, like, and everyone's got their eye on you, checking that you're all right. That's the only way I can get camping now. I'm only joking. I don't go camping. I don't go fucking anywhere at the moment. We're all stuck indoors. Somebody was camping in Germany. They're camping in their garage because they had to cancel their camping holiday, so they're camping in their garage and doing it just as I've just said. So, you know, you can get creative during this lockdown or just lose it and just start doing mad shit like that. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.